Hello, Positivamente Joe family. This is Rafael Feliciano, your host. Welcome to a very special edition of Positivamente Joe, in which we are going to be talking about today, October 15th, is National Latinx HIV AIDS Awareness Day. And the theme for this year's 2019 Latinx HIV AIDS Awareness Day is Living with HIV or Not, We're in This Fighting Together. And it focuses basically on all the tools that we have within our community to address and truly eliminate HIV-related stigma. And the National Coalition and Commission on AIDS and the Hispanic Federation and other national organizations really take today, October 15th, to focus in on Latinxes, Latinos, who are living with and impacted by HIV and AIDS. So today's very small and special podcast, again, not episode one, is just centered around giving you all some facts, talking about my experiences, me being a Latinx individual with HIV, and truly just celebrating and highlighting the fact that we have come a long way, and yet there's still so much work to do specifically within our Latinx community. So we're going to get into that after the jump. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe and like, and welcome to a very special Positivamente Yo. If you love what you're hearing, don't forget to subscribe. It's free on all of your podcasting listening platforms. Positivamente Yo is on social media. We're currently on Facebook and on Instagram. So make sure you like and share, join in on the conversation. There'll be polls and message boards and topic ideas. I want to hear it all from you. And also you can send me via the Anchor app and whatever your podcasting listening devices are, there will be a link for you to send me voice notes or voice messages, just on your thoughts, ideas, comments, suggestions. And if you're ever interested in being a guest on the show for any of our topics, again, you can check us out on Facebook, send me a DM, send us a line, and we will definitely try to get you on. Don't forget, Positivamente Yo, P-O-Z-I-T-I-V-A-M-E-N-T-E, Positivamente Yo, which is Y-O. Check us out, Facebook, Instagram, and like and subscribe on all of your podcasting listening formats. Welcome back, Positivamente Yo family. Again, this is Rafael Feliciano, your host, on a very special bonus episode of Positivamente Yo. And today we're digging into NLAD, which is the National Latino AIDS Awareness Day organization. You can look them up online at nlaad.org. And they're the ones that put out stats and figures and the fact that hoy estamos celebrando and or raising awareness a todos los Latinx que existen en este mundo. Hoy es un día especial. Today we are trying to highlight and showcase what and how HIV and AIDS affects our community. And the theme this year is Living with HIV or Not, we're fighting this together. And we can end HIV. It is possible through testing, knowing, preventing, and treating. And so we're just going to dive into some of the facts that NLAD has put out there, which is the National Latinx AIDS Awareness Organization. In 2017, 9,908 Latinos were newly diagnosed with HIV in the U.S. That's approximately 27 Latinx individuals per day were being basically diagnosed with HIV and AIDS. One in six Latinos who are living with HIV are unaware that they have it. And so that's why testing is so, so important. And another crazy statistic to me was that 53% of all Latinos have never been tested for HIV in their lifetime. So it is extremely important that you do get out, you do get tested, you know your status, you get on PrEP, or PEP, which is post-exposure prophylaxis. If you have by chance, you know, been with someone unprotected and you think, you know, possibly you could have some exposure, talk to your doctor, medical professional. Let's also talk about the fact that if you do have HIV and AIDS, and if you are Latinx, only 49% of individuals who are Latinx have their viral load suppressed, which means undetectable, which is something that we highly promote here on Positivamente. You're getting to undetectable means you're untransmittable, which means you cannot pass it on to your partners. And so it's critically important. And only 50% have retained their medical care. And I know, hablando for me, for myself, maintaining medical care has been difficult. I have been undetectable for quite some time, and I'm very proud of that fact. But healthcare system in the US sucks and it is difficult to maintain, especially when you're moving. There's some amazing articles by some amazing men of color talking about moving from Boston to Atlanta and some others. We'll put the links up, but please, please, please get checked and get into some care. And so there's some other stats that are coming up after the jump. I just wanted to share these for right now, and then we'll dive right in after. Again, this is Positivamente Yo, a very special bonus episode, raising awareness and sharing some stats and figures and some of my own stories. We'll be back after the jump. Positivamente needs you. Are you a woman of color or female identified individual who is living or impacted with HIV or AIDS? Positivamente Yo wants you. We are looking for amazing women to run a whole segment. We understand, and at least I understand and acknowledge, that this has impacted and affected so many women of color, whether you are, you know, trans identified or, you know, cisgendered women. I realize and acknowledge that this show can't truly be about the HIV experience unless we have a badass group of women who run a segment every week. So if you are a woman or femme identified individual, and you'd like a part or a space in this podcast, I would love to dedicate every week at least a good segment or portion that is run by a female identified individual who can share those stories and experiences from women by women, and checking my male privilege at the door and understanding that it's not my place to tell those stories. It's not my place to report out on those stories. And I wouldn't be able to because of my male privilege. So if you're interested, please again, email me at rafaelservices413@gmail.com, rafaelservices413@gmail.com, or like our Facebook page or Instagram page and send us a DM. But we need you, my badass women warriors, specifically giving space and a voice to women of color. So I can't wait. Hopefully you will be on the podcast soon. Hablamos. Bye-bye. Alrighty, we're back, Positivamente Yo family. Listen, as a young Boricua queer man, I had fallen in love. At that point, I thought that was the man of my dreams. I was fairly young. I thought that this was the person I was going to spend the rest of my life with. We slept together unprotected, and then he had found out basically that he was HIV positive. And so I had gotten tested. I tested negative at first, had to go back, get retested, and then subsequently found out basically that I was positive. I was devastated, had to tell my family. It was just the scariest time of my life. And so honestly, for a while there, I went without medical care, without treatment. I always kind of registered low or on the undetectable side, but it really took me a lot to kind of face and live in my HIV truth. And so for me, being on my meds, and I have tried every kind of med combination, and right now personally I am on Descovy and Tivicay, and though that med combination works for me individually and has kept my viral load and has kept me undetectable now, I'm very happy to say, for the last 4 plus years. So totally undetectable. I was in a serodiscordant relationship, which basically means I had a long-term partner recently. We ended, and he was HIV negative and was very accepting, very kind, and truly just understanding and very wise about being in a serodiscordant relationship with someone who was positive. And yet, as a, you know, positivo, positive HIV Latinx man, talking with other Latinx men, you know, I've experienced some stigmas and some ignorance. I was talking to this guy who had his PhD in education, who we were recently talking off of an app, you know, that I swiped, right? We matched, and PhD in education, and yet still didn't know anything about PrEP, didn't know anything about the stigmas, and told me if I came, he had a child, that I would have to drink out of the same cup, or that he couldn't get on PrEP meds because they would ruin his stomach system. And it's just a lot of ignorance. And so It has hurt me to my core, and it is scary now being a single HIV positive male, kind of dating and navigating and, you know, truly being attracted to other Latinx men and just knowing that a lot of them are unaware of their status or being tested. And so it's been scary. It's been tough, but I always say I am positive and proud, and I'm living in my truth. And I always want to reiterate it, take your time, coge su tiempo. But at least basicamente, if you get anything out of this episode, whether you're a Latinx man, woman, trans, kindred, please just go get tested and know your status. That's the first step we can take as Latinx individuals to really fight and combat and end HIV and AIDS. So we'll be back after the jump with a couple more stats and figures, and then we'll wrap up our very special bonus episode of Positivamente Yo. Again, welcome back to Positivamente Yo. This is a very special bonus episode for October 15th, which is 2019 National Latinx AIDS Awareness Day. And I am ending with these final stats that Latino men account for 9 out of every 10 new cases among Latinos. And this was according, again, to NLAD for 2016. Out of these 9 men, 8 of them were Latino men having sex with men. And so, again, we really have to, specifically within the Latinx men having sex with men community, really have that conversation that 8 out of every 10 new Latinx, basically new cases of HIV are men having sex with men. Also alarming for me is my Latina trans women. It is about 1 in 4 that are estimated to be living with HIV. And so we talk about that pandemic también, that our Latinx trans women truly are on the front lines fighting and really dealing with this in ways that I can't explain. And so again, we hope, and you know, I know this episode is a bonus episode. I have some guests lined up where we're specifically just having a whole special episode on the Latinx trans women experience. And so I can't wait for you to hear those beautiful women and their stories and their voices from their perspective. And again, checking my male privilege at the door and allowing them to speak for themselves, by themselves and about themselves. But I just wanted to bring that up. And lastly, if current HIV rates persist, basically, maybe in their lifetime, 1 in every 5 Latino men having sex with men may be diagnosed with HIV in their lifetime. 1 in every 48 Latino men will be diagnosed with HIV in their lifetime. And 1 in every 227 Latina women will be diagnosed with HIV in their lifetime. So it's important, get tested, know your status, use condoms, be safe. Practice safe sex practices, continue to learn, really decolonize your mind when it comes to being with someone who's HIV positive. I do have to shout out and thank my previous partner. I won't say their name, but thank them for truly understanding and being with someone who was positivo and truly just accepting it and being so knowledgeable and smart. It really changed the whole dynamic and feeling of being in a relationship. And now that I'm single, hey, I'll date you if you're positivo or no. I have amazing big heart. That is not a singles promo or profile. Please do not take it as such. But just to say that, listen, this is a very important day for our community. Tonight also happens to be the 2020 Democratic presidential debate. Yes, there was the equality one last week where a lot of the candidates put out their HIV platform, but I hope and I'm praying one of them tonight brings up the fact that today is National Latinx AIDS Awareness Day. Y vamos a seguir adelante. Thanks so much for listening today. Don't forget, our very first episode is coming out next week. We are talking about stigmas and disclosure. The week after that, we're getting into living and long-term survivors of HIV. And then episode 3 is all about zero discordant relationships. I cannot wait to continue this journey with you all. Hablamos pronto. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to like and subscribe. And remember, go get tested, get treated, get out there, learn some of these stats and figures. Y hablamos pronto. H. Luis Progreso. I love you all. Hablamos pronto. Bye-bye.